Eastman Kodak became one of the world's best-known brands by selling film. Today, the company acknowledged that its core product is gradually becoming obsolete. Kodak plans to radically transform itself, moving aggressively into digital technology. Many analysts are skeptical Kodak can succeed in the already crowded digital field. The price of stock in the Rochester-based company fell sharply today. NPR's Jim Zeroli reports.
Few American companies have the kind of brand loyalty and history that Kodak has, and company chairman Daniel Karp made clear it wasn't taking the decision to reinvent itself lightly.
You know, this is probably the biggest turning point in our recent history, certainly a major turning point for a 120-year-old plus company.
But as he spoke to investors in New York City today, Karp suggested Kodak was simply bowing to the inevitable. With the fast-growing popularity of digital cameras, film sales are down. The company expects worldwide revenue from film to drop 6-8% by 2006. As a result, Karp said the company is setting out to remake itself by developing more digitally based products for the consumer, business, and medical markets. Christy Hulk is group director at the marketing company Infotrends.
They're finally saying, yes, film actually is declining, and we can't stake our future on film, and we're therefore going to put future investment dollars not into film, but into digital. It's a very big strategic shift. It's almost an emotional shift for a company that has built so much on film.
Kodak says it will stay in the film business for an indefinite period, selling film in some markets under private labels, but it will put much of the money it makes into developing digital products, and it will try to cut costs as much as possible. The company has already announced plans to lay off 6,000 people this year out of a workforce of about 62,000. Karp said the company will also cut its stock dividend sharply. Many analysts remain skeptical today that the company can make the transition it envisions. Christy Hulk notes that Kodak is by no means new to digital technology. It has a line of digital cameras called EasyShare that have been popular with consumers, and she says it also has a well-known brand name and loyal customers.
But it's by no means a shoe-in. You know, if film drops off even more quickly than expected, that's not going to be much of a source of funding. And the markets Kodak is trying to get into are pretty well mapped out by the other players that they'll be competing against.
For instance, she says Kodak sells a digital printer, but unlike the models sold by Hewlett-Packard and Epson, it can only be used for pictures, not documents. The company suggested today that it may use a shortcut to developing new products by acquiring other companies with proven digital track records. Kodak has also hired away executives from Hewlett-Packard and Olympus. The company may be entering the race late, but it's not without resources. Jim Zeroli, NPR News.